And Chevra, 5 minutes above, we can't not talk about Yom Kippur, but we'll connect to the parasha a little bit. Because we can't ignore and forget the parasha. You know, on Yom Kippur, in the chasima of the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, we're going to say, Ki atos solchani l'Yisrael, umachalan l'shifti yishurin. No other tefillah of the whole year do we refer to Bnei Yisrael as Yeshurin. Why suddenly we're talking about Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Yidin as Yeshurin? What is this representation, symbolism of Yeshurin? You know, there are three times in the Torah that we're called Yeshurin. And they're all in Hazinu and Zois HaBracha, right here. This week's parasha. Zasemes is actually Zasemes in Vayeshev. Zasemes explains that we're referred to in three different names. We're Yaakov, we're Yisrael, and we're Yeshurun. Yaakov represents the physical body, the guf, the akev, the heel, the lowest place of who we are. Yisrael is the neshama. Yasher Kal. When did we gain the name Yisrael? When we defeated the Yetzirah, the Sar Shel Esav, represents our ruchnis, our soul. He says, Yeshurin, which is straightness. Yeshurin represents the synthesis of guf and neshama. When everything is one. When everything is one. You know, all year long, we fight between our neshama and our guf. All year long, our neshama wants ruchnias, our neshama wants Torah, our neshama wants tefillah, our neshama wants chesed. And our guf wants taiva. Our guf wants to look at things that we shouldn't be looking at. Eat things, chill, relax, bitzel zman, the guf. And it's a constant battle between the neshama and the guf. My Rebbe, Yitzhak Cohen Shlita, he always used to explain to us, that's why we love sports so much. Why do we love sports? Because we love the competition of the sports. It's not that we love somebody throwing a leather ball into a hole, or you love somebody hitting a black little puck into a net. So if you think and you break it down what it is, it's ridiculous. A ton of people jumping on each other, holding a little pigskin. Like it makes, if you think about what it is and you break it down, it's ridiculous. But the competition in it is what we're excited by. When nobody enjoys a blowout, that's even if it's a team that you like, you don't enjoy watching a blowout. Because it's the competition that we enjoy. The buzzer beaters. The close competition. And he explained, because our whole life is a competition between our neshama and our guf. That's the essence of who we are. So we enjoy that because that's who we are. Yaakov Yisrael, back and forth. One day a year we're Yeshurin. One day a year it's all Kadosh. One day a year I'm elevating my guf to be Kodesh Kadoshim. One day a year there's basically no taivas. I'm fasting, I'm not washing, I'm not involved in any worldly pursuits. I'm Kulo Kedusha. My neshama and my guf is one. Hanashamalach ve'aguf shalach. Hanashamalach ve'aguf shalach, Chavishter. It's all one. As we enter into all of Yom Kippur, Or Zerul HaTzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha Yishrei Yishurin. So we daven Ki Atos Ochon Yisrael Machalan L'Shifte Yishurin. Because if I can live like that, I deserve all the Mechil Slich in the world. Now that's not how we could be all year long. But if we could do it for 1 year, one day we could strive for it. To elevate every element of our life to Hashem. Not just when I'm davening, when I'm learning. But everything I'm doing, that's Yeshurin. That's who we could be. And Chavra, we have to realize, you know, why do we give into our guf? Why do we give into our body? Why do we give into our taiva? Because we think it's going to bring us happiness. Because we think those pleasures will bring us joy. Where do they really bring us? Ultimately, in the moment maybe, but then sadness and guilt. Or Zarul HaTzadik Uli Yishre Lev, Yeshurin Lev. Simcha. That's where the simcha comes from. We all know it. We feel the simcha of Yom Kippur. We feel the simcha of not giving in to temptations, of elevating our neshama, of being a yid of Yishurin, not just a yid of Yisrael in the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesses, and then an Akiv Dika person in every other area. I'm Yishurin. On one day here, we're Yishurin, Umachlan, L'shivta Yishurin. But let's make sure that we're not just a Yom Kippur Dika yid, that we carry that Mir Tashem into the year. And we live a life of Yishurin. That tzchus, not only will be zoichet all the slicha, mechil, and kapara of Gemara Chasim Toiva, but we'll zoichet ultimately the simchas achayim. The whole world should be zoichet the simchas achayim. With the gula shleima, the karbi yameinu, mehera, mshilkenu, mehera mamish, everyone should have a heilige Shabbos kodesh, Gemara Chasim Toiva, full of simcha and full of bracha.
Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh. Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos kodesh, 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 Shabbos kodesh,
I'm